This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Aye. With Nozza.
Yeah.
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 We the best music.
We the best music.
I worked my whole life for this one.
Yeah.
Another one.
DJ Khaled.
Yeah. Better make a smile when you see that bitch pull up. Money don't make me happy, and a fella can't make me fancy. We smiling for a whole nother reason. It's all smiles through all four seasons.
Shining, yeah.
All of this winning, I've been losing my mind. Through all four seasons.
Shining, yeah.
All of this winning, I've been losing my mind. Oh, hold on.
Another one.
Make them wait. One ain't enough, I need two. And that meets the ace with the deuce. Hit a triple-double in the garden. Held on my left wrist like I'm Harden. Ran to the dealer, boy, twin Mercedes. The European trucks for the twin babies. Don't let me have a son, I'm a fool. Send them to school and all my dreams. I want a boy and girl to fight for truth. Whatever God give me, I'm cool. I've been winning so long, it's like alchemy. I've been playing cards with the house money. 21 Grammys, I'm a savage nigga. 21 Grammys, I'm a savage nigga. I should even work back with niggas. 12 solo albums, all platinum, nigga. I know y'all ain't out here talking numbers right. I know y'all ain't out here talking summers right. I know you ain't walking around talking down, saying bullshit when you were running right. Plain paddock, Ben had it. Flooded when I got it from Cali. That was just a thank you for us last year. Next year, gonna have to buy a palace.
Shining, yeah. All of this winning, I've been losing my mind. Oh, hold on, baby.
And Jay-Z, DJ Khaled, Shining. You are joining us on a very exciting day, our 50th show, and we've got a very exciting new announcement. Do you want to announce it, boy in studio?
Yeah, the announcement is I'm here.
Tom.
Is that the announcement?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, no, okay. No, sorry. It was something. Sorry. It's actually the tea has arrived.
Ooh.
Tom Norris is in the studio.
Howdy.
AKA Nozza. I've already ballsed it up a bit because I spelt his name wrong.
Yeah.
Spelt it N-O-Z-Z-A rather than N-O-Z-Z-E-R.
Yeah, but that's fine because that's the way, you know, my pals spell it.
Your pals.
Yeah, but you know,
so you differentiate between like your pals and then the like peasants that, you know, follow you.
No, well, I mean, no, it's just that name was taken online, so I was like, so I just changed it.
But oh, I see. So it's just a real basic bitch reason.
It's literally that. So, I mean, spell it the way you want to.
So, Nozza's a basic bitch is what we've...
Kind of.
Okay, let's find Nozza with ER on Twitter and...
89, Nozza 89.
Nozza 89.
The year I was born.
Yeah, I can
and
guess
you.
That. And me. I think we should tweet them, we should troll them until they give you their username. Nozza. Nozza.
Oh, yeah, no, we'll find them and we will...
We'll kill them.
We will bury them.
Welcome to the show.
Thank
How
you
are
much.
You feeling about your very, very first... co-presenting show with Harriet Rose.
With you. It's good to be back because I used to be here.
You did.
But now
we
I'm
missed
back.
You and that's why we brought you back.
No, it's lovely to be back and I'm very excited. It's a very different kind of show and I'm going to learn a lot, I think.
I think so too. We were just
really
talking
nice.
About that, weren't you?
Weren't we?
Weren't you?
Weren't I?
Weren't we both?
We were both talking.
Because we were talking about learning about music. Because it's difficult nowadays. Sometimes you don't listen to music. A lot of people don't listen to music as much.
Totally, yeah.
Depending on whether you work in an office with a radio on and things like that.
Yeah, I do, because I run my own video production company.
Sorry, slide that one in there.
Literally the first 4 minutes. But
what's it called? Tell everyone.
Really?
Yeah.
It's called As a Button Productions.
And haven't you got a soft voice telling us about
well,
it?
Well, I just, you know, that's
I
the
think,
kind of guy I am.
It's also a really good production company, and I'll tell you for why. Because they did a promo, a FUBAR little video,
yeah.
And I looked really nice in it. And
you did.
That's somewhat unusual.
Oh,
I usually
get
have
out
a,
of town.
No, I usually have about 18 chins in promo videos and all the videos I put out. And I you know, I move on from it. But it's like the guy who does the camera, Leon, does the camera work
yeah.
here. He has to basically put the camera about 2 metres in the air. Because
yeah.
I'm like, you can't shoot from below, babe. It's got to be down, down, down
it can't
on my face.
It can't be Chinny Weasley.
No, that's good.
Yeah, thank you. That's
I really channeled Chinny Weasley across the board.
Well, it was good and you look great and I'm happy to be here.
Happy
50th.
To have you. Thank you very much. Thank
got you
very
you
much.
A present.
Oh my God, you did not.
I got you a star bar for being...
A star bar!
It was 2 for £1. And I thought, you know what?
Do you know what?
You're
I love
that.
Peanuts and caramel.
You do?
That's the sound of the star bar
yeah.
that I've just been given.
I was kind of hoping you might be allergic to peanuts. But it's cool.
Because it would kill me.
No, as in you could give it back to me. No,
oh,
in,
right.
Don't want you dead already.
Well, no, because then you could host the show for yourself.
I'm not ready for that yet.
This could, yeah, maybe next week.
Yeah, maybe.
We'll see.
What are you allergic to?
Good question. This is a funny
bees?
Thing that I always say when a doctor asks you whatever, or in a restaurant, I'm like, I've got hay fever. Which is an allergy, but it's not really the answer that they
no.
want. It's like, oh, are you taking any medication? Taking hay fever tablets.
Yeah.
But I actually have all year round hay fever.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe you just got fever.
Yeah. Got fever!
Just avoid hay.
I just avoid everyone.
Yeah.
I just avoid, and then you just don't develop allergies.
Well, I'm allergic to cats, because you asked. I'm allergic to cats, so but only if
oh
I rub.
Oh my God!
Only if I stroke a cat and then rub my eyes. So
I don't think we can do this show because seriously, I've got a kitten.
That's fine.
I like talking about him.
What does mean? I'm gonna.
Have
you can talk about him.
Oh, so
that's
you're not
fine.
Allergic to talking about
no,
cats?
No.
Oh, fine.
I'm not the biggest fan of cats. I'm a dog guy. But I have met a cat on holiday and called Jasper, and I really liked him.
I like the way you describe that story. I met a cat on holiday.
Jasper.
This was when you went to Australia for a long period of time,
I
correct?
I went to Australia and New Zealand for 5 weeks.
How was
combined.
That?
It was bloody lovely. Went with my girlfriend, saw a lot of family, a lot of friends, a lot of chuckles along the way.
Yeah, I saw some chuckles on hashtag Instagram.
Yeah.
On social media, I was keeping up
they
to date
nice,
with.
Huh?
Yeah, I mean, you look like you're having a lovely time. Some of them looked very staged.
Yeah.
Like jumping up, you know, you obviously had a couple
oh,
of goes.
Boomerang. I was boomeranging because I was in Australia.
Yeah, you got
I thought, to. Do like they do. Was that
did you talk in an Australian accent?
Oh, bloody hell yeah.
I hope
yeah,
you,
wow.
I hope you did not. I hope you did
I
not.
I didn't. I got a twang a bit. I get that. I'm really susceptible to accents, so
yeah.
I got a bit of a twang.
You bet you sound like a right twat.
I sound fucking awesome in a way. I get
fucking awesome.
Heaps. Heaps. Everyone says
yeah,
heaps.
Yeah, but they say it in a really weird way. It's like, yeah, heaps, yeah, as an answer to, yeah,
heaps,
to a question.
Heaps of cockles.
It's like, how are never. You? It's like, yeah, heaps good, heaps
they,
good.
They never say that.
They do.
And they say far out in a non-ironic way. Yeah, it's far out.
Yeah, because they created that.
Mm. And also, do you know what they call peppers?
No.
Capsicum.
Sorry?
Yeah, I don't... What, how does that
That's
work?
That's a made-up word capsicum. If I ever heard one.
And you know, obviously, in Oz... flip-flops are called thongs. Well, they're called thongs.
Yeah, that's hideous.
And do you know what they're called? Well, you probably don't know.
Hugh Joseph, we're pointing at you. Stop calling flip-flops thongs.
In New Zealand, jandals, which is quite nice. I quite like jandals.
Sorry?
Jandals with flip-flops.
Sounds to me like they're just taking words and making
just
up words.
Just fucking them up.
Yeah. Jandals is like sandals with a J.
Yeah. You keep it. Yeah, that is.
That's just literally what it is.
Yeah, that is literally,
that is literally what,
it is. But yeah, it was a great time.
Great time.
I had
a
great time. Yeah.
Good, good. We've got an exciting show today, guys. Sorry, back to talking about serious stuff.
Sorry.
Wolf is going to be on the show.
Ooh!
Yes, exactly. That was the weirdest wolf cry.
I was going for it, and I kind of wimped out after.
What it was a wolf cry, but also sounded like someone being super excited. So it was like, woo! No, no, it's like, it's like a slow falling grenade.
Oh.
There you go. And Sleaford Mods join us on the show.
Those crazy
on
guys.
On the telephone.
Yep.
To talk about their brand new single, BHS.
Which is British Home Stores, which you didn't know and I told you.
Sorry.
Psych! It was me.
He was like, oh, sorry, what's BHS? Sorry.
Oh my God, that is my voice.
Yeah, that is an accurate. Accurate version of your voice. And we're going to be playing lots of brand new songs, and we've got a huge amount of music news and reviews.
What, so much?
I'm going to actually play you the music news and reviews jingle, because you've probably not heard it.
Music news and reviews.
See, I know what it is. I'm informed. It's music news and reviews.
Yes.
That's all a jingle needs to do.
Yeah, that's it's giving you what you need to
it's
get.
It's exactly what it is, word for word.
Exactly.
And now I feel comfortable.
Good.
Before.
You relaxed now.
I took my shoes off.
Yeah, he did. While that song was going, he was like, shall I take my shoes off? I was like, that's such a weird question. What? I don't know.
I had clippy-clappy
Oh,
heels,
yeah, there was a reason,
heels,
wasn't there?
So I took them off.
I think you jog on. You seem to jog on the spot while you talk.
Just then.
Which is legit. It's fine. You can do whatever you
that was
want,
just
my friend. Anyway, we're going to play some music now. This is a song that's taking the world by storm. Have you heard this? Sigrid, Don't Kill My Vibe, Tom.
I haven't.
You're going to like it.
But just don't kill it, please.
I'm going to fucking kill it. Oh, it's, there it is. Enjoy.
You shut me down. You like the control. You speak to me like I'm a child. Try to hold it down. I know the answer. I can shake it off and you feel threatened by me. I try to play it nice, but oh, ooh, don't kill my vibe. Oh, ooh, don't break my stride. You think you're so important to me, don't you? But I wanted you to know that you don't belong here. Think you're so important to me, don't you?
presents
Payne Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzle Kicks.
Because you just really love, like, grassroots, you know?
Like, undiscovered, really new stuff, you know?
Yeah, that thing's just, like, completely unhyped. Just, you know, just...
Enough of that, I'm going on my gap year.
Papa's donating a good punch of money for me to do this.
Yeah. Dipping into the trust fund.
My girl wants a mane as a scarf, so I need to sort that out now. Okay, she wants it completely organic and original.
Okay. Let's snap out of this shit.
Yeah, let's stop it. That was quite fun, though.
It's nice to be rich for a moment, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Every Wednesday,
Payne Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzle Kicks.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
You and I and nobody else. In the feelings I never felt. The way you got me under your spell. Don't you keep it out to yourself.
On FUBAR Radio, you are joining Harriet Rose and Nozza in the studio.
Hello.
How are you doing, Nozza? That was your it's now your second link. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good.
I thought, as we don't know each other, I've never met you before. Who are you? What are you doing in my studio? We could do a little get to know you.
I think that sounds like a very good idea.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you. Do you know this song?
That is from, it is from Sweeney Todd. Is it?
No. But I really admire your guess, because now you've made me think, what is it from? What to say? Okay, no, I can't remember what it's from.
Can we find out where it's from?
Yeah, is it's it from? Not. I can Google it. Getting to Know You.
Or it could be from Les Mis. Sounds very prosperous. And that's a very prosperous thing.
I'm having a look. Hold on.
Give me a getting to know you.
Can you hear me typing it in? Getting to Know You. Julie Andrews, The King and I.
The King and... It's like me. It's like you. It's The King and I. Because I'm here and you're I.
No, I think I'm the king.
And I'm I.
Yeah, you're definitely I.
I'm I.
So do you want to start or shall I start with Get to Know You?
I think you should start.
Okay. So this is my getting to know Nozza. Number one, what the fuck does Nozza mean?
It's purely, it's just my last name. Because, you know, if you're Tom, you immediately called your last name all the time.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, I've got my group, my WhatsApp group of my dear friends. There's Gippo, there's Preston, there's Nozza, and there's Gull. Gull spelled G-L-E, like ghoul, but Gull.
Sorry, Ghoul is not spelled G-L-E, just so you know.
That's how it's said and spelt in our group, Gull.
So what's that person's real name?
Tom Spry. Which, do, yeah, I mean, don't, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah,
this kind of lad behaviour
is pretty laddie.
He's not allowed in this very feminine room.
He's getting pretty laddie in here. But yeah, it's literally that. Nozza, it's just a nice... When I was younger, playing football and stuff, I wanted to have a nickname. I wanted it to be Nozza, but no one called me Nozza. But when I grew up, it just naturally happened.
So what you mean is you forced people to call you Nozza because you thought it was cool.
It just happened.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you because the first part of the story is that you tried to make it happen and it didn't happen. So, and then suddenly it just happened out of nowhere.
But before that, I wanted to be called Silky for my silky skills on the pitch. But that never happened either. So maybe when I'm older.
You know that Silky is a brand of lubricant.
Is it?
Yes.
I didn't.
So that would have been good if you'd been called Silky.
Luby.
Luby. Luby booby. Next question. Do you know what Desert Island Dicks is? And if you do, tell me what it is, because if you're part of the show, you have to know what it is.
So when you pick a song you really effing hate and you take it over to that island and it gets played for eternity.
Correct!
Uh-huh.
Even harder question.
Is this actually like a little quiz?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Even harder question. It's not a quiz. It's like half a quiz, half, you know, me testing you. What is your Desert Island Dick, Tom Norris?
Ooh.
See, you didn't expect that, did you?
I wasn't expecting it.
Desert Island Dicks.
Could be a little help there. That's Harley's sultry vocals there on the drop.
What don't I like? I really don't like Tiny Temper.
Oh!
I saw you posting about it the other day, didn't I?
No. Have you been looking through my bedroom window, though? Because I have been looking about stuff about Tiny Temper.
I just really... Yeah! That grinds me down.
I think it gets me right hyped up.
Really?
Tiny does.
Well, there you go.
I love a bit of Tiny. Also, I fancy Tiny Temper.
He's quite small. As a man.
I like small men.
That's fine. I worked on him on the bus cops and he was on it and he was really small.
He's nice though.
He's, yeah, I'm sure he's a nice guy, but...
I think his jacket probably costs more than this building.
Well, there you go.
He's an expensive guy.
He's a nice chap and stuff.
Is there a specific song?
Not really, like anything.
That one that goes...
Yeah, that one's quite up there.
Okay, I'm sending you to the desert island with that. Number five, when was the last time you cried?
I watched a film on the plane. You know when you get really tired and you're a bit...
Mm-hmm.
I watched Interstellar on the plane.
Oh, okay. That's the one with Sandra Bullock, correct?
No, it's the one with McConaughey. You're thinking of Gravity.
Oh, I just sort
that was on there as well, but I didn't watch it.
I just group all space films together.
Yes, fair enough. It was basically Interstellar. His daughter was growing up without him, and he saw a little video, and I was like, oh, I bet that's tough, Matthew.
Matthew. Oh, Matthew.
With an F.
You poor thing, Matthew. You poor thing. I hope you're okay up there, Matthew.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fine because it's acting, Tom. Oh, just so you know.
Phew.
For you for that.
So yeah, that was probably it was a shed and a little tear. It wasn't a stream.
Okay, so it was just a sort of moistness.
Yeah.
Okay. How long do you think it would take me to make you cry? Like how many shows?
Pretty tough.
How long? How much do you have to know someone before they can make you cry?
But like. How? There's
like
ways
it could
to make
be pain.
Cry.
It could be me just being horrible to you over and over again.
I'd say if you just told me a really sad story about yourself.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to make one up. next week.
We'll make it up.
Look forward to that next week, listeners.
We're going
to
expect it.
What's the best thing about me?
About ye.
Mm-hmm. About ye. Me.
About ye. Well, we're talking
about. There's earlier. Obviously loads of good things.
That's the thing. It's always rattling through my little brain box. I think, to be fair, like, we're just talking earlier, and I was like, kind of like sneakily asking without trying to sound like a bitch. I was like, so when you DJ, do you actually DJ or do you just press play? Which essentially what I was asking. And you're like, no, I actually genuinely. And then you just start spouting out stuff about it, which I was like, she knows her stuff.
So that's the best thing about me, that I spout stuff about myself.
No, not you spout stuff.
I'm up my own arse. No, is that what you're saying?
No, but you're real. You're real.
I'm real, Tom. I'm real through and through.
Exactly.
Thanks, babe. I was hoping you'd say something much more vain than that.
Well, like, what? What
like,
do you want?
I'm the most attractive girl in the world. Obviously, you can't say that because your girlfriend would be upset.
Exactly.
But she'd understand.
I mean,
look at me, for God's sake.
Exactly, but can't say that.
Listen, I'll move on. Because
I like
this
your clothes. You dress well. Your clothes are good.
Thanks.
Your trousers today got tassels on.
Yeah, I know. My cat absolutely loved them.
Does it just keep flies away from your ankles?
Yeah, it keeps also people. It sort of flicks people as they walk past, which is quite beneficial. Who would be your dream guest for the show?
My favourite band is a band called Manchester Orchestra.
Yeah.
And they are nice.
Have you met them?
I've met them before a gig when he was doing an acoustic show once, and I was like, hi.
Did you fangirl?
Not really. I was trying to play it cool. I made a joke about me getting sunburned in England. And the splits did a... Split? Sides did split. And they're nice because I like them. Or the Front Bottoms, a band I really like.
Oh, edgy.
The Front Bottoms.
We should play them next week. Let's play those two people. We'll bring some songs in.
I shall do.
And we'll do a sing-song.
Why not?
You're a big fan of the Little Mix song we just played. You like a bit of Dirty Pop?
Pop.
That was good.
That wasn't bad. I do like a bit of pop stuff, to be fair. I like that there's a good bit of harmonies in there. Was there a bit of a key change? I thought I heard
it went high.
Yeah.
You know how to write a pop song,
exactly.
I can tell.
Well, key changes are my thing. So.
Well, perhaps we should next week write a pop song together, because I think I've always been told I could write music.
Yeah? By who?
Nobody.
Oh.
Just like, if someone told me, I would be ready for them to tell me.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that.
Like, I can imagine being told that I'm good.
Yeah. How would you respond? Like that?
Like, yeah.
Oh, no, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, flick your hair, but maybe.
Maybe, and then just whip out my notebook and be like, I'm ready.
Just pick up the quill.
I just want to be Mariah Carey, basically. I mean, she probably doesn't write her own songs, but...
Nah.
Now, this is a big question that I think I already know the answer to, but do you love Beyonce?
Not huge, you know. Don't really get the... why everyone's so fascinated constantly by her.
I think you've got a problem.
Have I?
Yeah.
And a bee complex.
We will address this because Beyonce is the queen.
Queen.
And as Nat knows, because Nat used to be my co-host, and I'm a bit gutted because she's gone. Oh!
Kidding, Nat.
She's actually watching us from the studio, and she loves Beyonce as much as me, so we talked a lot about Beyonce. So you better get used to that.
Okay.
And get a grip, basically, because Beyonce's the queen.
Who's Beyonce's, like, arch rival, nemesis?
In terms of how good... I mean, she doesn't really have one in her realm. So, like, I would say there's, like, Beyonce, and then, like, Rihanna's in a different style because she's slightly younger and does a different thing. And then Rihanna's arch nemesis are, like, Katy Perry and Taylor Swift. And then probably then on from that you'd have Nicki Minaj... With who's again? Who's I don't know. Who's
Minaj and Swiftie don't like each other.
Well, no, they just hate. That's different, though. They're not on the same level.
Okay, sorry. I'm so fucking up.
Do you know what I mean? You've got to know your levels, Tom,
okay.
Before you come on this show. Do you know what I mean? No, but Beyonce doesn't really have. There's no other Beyonce. There's no Beyonce rival.
Okay.
In my opinion, apparently Beck is the Beyonce rival because he won the Grammy over her, which is weird. And Nat is talking to me from the desk saying how much she loves Beck. No one cares, Nat. Beck's a dick.
I haven't really heard much of Beck.
Grammys do. Oh, she misses being on the mic. She'd be being rude about Beck. Oh, no, I'm being rude about Beck. She'd be being nice about Beck. I haven't got a problem with Beck, but just Nat loves Beck too much.
I need to hear some Beck. I haven't got enough Beck in my
life. I have no idea what he sounds like.
Yeah.
He won a Grammy, though, so...
Well done, Beck.
Last year, not this year.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, fuck off, Beck.
Yeah, whatever, Beck.
Why are we talking about Beck?
Now I've got last question. Mine's been more of a quiz because I wanted to get to know you via, talking about myself because that's, what I know. It's myself.
Sure. Yeah, of course you do.
And I'm, like, super vain and into myself, so I like to talk about myself loads. Did you get that?
I've got a bit of that.
Yeah. So number 10 would be, would you rather eat a raw egg or listen to Beyonce for the rest of your life, only her?
Literally one raw egg.
That's off, like an off raw egg. So it's like a...
I would have that egg. Oh, that's a simple question. That's silly.
Well, no, because you're an idiot for
eating. Beyonce and nothing else but Beyonce.
Yeah, that would be fine.
That's so boring, though.
That would be fine.
Good job, B.
That's Beyonce's daughter saying, good job, B.
And she asked her to say that.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, imagine doing that. Oh, daughter, say I'm good. Record you.
No, kids love their mums.
Yeah, but just call her mum. What could daughters.
Good job, B.
So that's me saying to my mum, good job, C.
Why, what's your mum called?
Christine.
Christine.
Shortens it down to Chris.
We should get Chris in the studio.
She'll be listening.
That is the end of your quiz. Congratulations, you've completed.
Did I win?
Yeah, I think you did win.
Did I win a star bar?
You did. Oh, no.
No.
You can back off. Actually, I'm going to eat that in the next music break. Can you do me now?
I can do you.
I like your handwriting, by the way. Not.
Yeah, I've got very bad handwriting.
You've got boy handwriting.
Yeah.
It's a bit weird to have a boy in the studio, to be fair.
I bet it is. My question to you was, do you give money to buskers?
No, never.
Never?
No. Even if, and I'll tell you why. It's not because I don't, because a lot of the time I'm enjoying it. Number one, I never, ever, ever have cash on me.
Okay.
Like coins. And number two, whenever I'm travelling on the tube and I see a busker, because that tends to be whenever I see them, either on the tube or outside the tube, I'm always really panicking to get somewhere.
Sure.
I only ever see them at Oxford Circus, and it's so stressful. I can't imagine cutting away from the street slipstream.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that does.
Do you know what I mean?
That. I sometimes have to take a deep breath and cross that stream.
But I give money to, I like to give money or buy lunch to people that are homeless on the street, because I think that is more. But then I also think I would give money to buskers because I think it's good.
When you buy a busker lunch?
Because you're already down in the tube.
Yeah, you are.
Do you know what I mean? It's tough. You'd have to go back up and buy them. I mean, I'm sure the busker probably can buy their own lunch as well.
All right.
Jesus. Why, do you busk or something?
I've busked before.
Yeah, I thought you might have. Bloody busker.
No, I'm not a regular busker. I busk once.
So basically, are you asking me for money? Is this what's happening?
I think I am. I didn't think I was, but I think I'm working it out. Okay, next question was, when you're drunk, you drink.
Do I? Uh-huh. Hardly ever.
Nat said you...
I mean, the first time we properly met, I was so drunk I couldn't see, and I had to take myself home and have a little sickie.
Oh, don't say it like it's nice and
sick. Have a little sickie in the loo.
Okay, well, what is your go-to food? Like, what's your drunk grub?
Oh, like, what do I eat when I'm drunk? Yeah. McDonald's, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I love McDonald's. I love McDonald's. I love McDonald's. It's like a proper treat.
McDonald's.
Actually, the other day... because you know when you were younger and you just eat whatever you want.
You didn't know me when I was younger.
You don't know me.
I ate whatever I was. C. Good work, C.
Good work, C.
Whatever she gave me.
Yeah, but when you go to McDonald's and you'd have like, so for example, for me, I'd have like a McChicken sandwich meal and a milkshake and a Diet Coke and probably an apple pie.
Yeah.
And I haven't done that for like 10 years. So the other day I went in and I was like, do you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to have a chicken sandwich meal, large, with a milkshake. And a Diet Coke.
That's
and
nice.
I did it. I had it.
I'm happy for you.
But it took me two goes. I bought the first bit and then went, fuck it, I'm going to have the milkshake. And took myself back. Does that make me weird?
No, that's fine. I mean, me and my girlfriend have a thing where we go to different countries and we're excited to see what McDonald's offer there.
I would feel very angry with myself if I ate McDonald's in different countries.
Why?
Because I feel like it's a waste.
Nah, it's not. If you want a quick bit of food and you're like...
No, that doesn't happen.
That loaded, McDonald's in Australia does pie. It does loaded fries and has guacamole and pineapples.
What's loaded fries?
So you know you get fries and you have stuff on them like...
Yeah, I'm into that.
That kind of stuff. So it's like, whoa, calzone, eh, in Italy.
Calzone-y.
All right.
Calzone, eh.
Calzone, eh. Bafu. They do that in Italy. And like, yeah, it's just... And in Greece they do kebab.
Well, I'm glad that you experienced it. It's quite a cute thing to go to different countries and try it. But I just wouldn't do it because I'm not a pleb.
Well, there you go.
So,
on food as well, I was going to ask you, if you were to, like, you've had a bit of a spat with a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And you want to make some food to apologise to her, what is your go-to dish to her?
For her, meatballs.
Meatballs.
She's absolutely obsessed with meatballs.
But are you,
don't make any comment about that, please.
I wasn't going to. It's not a carry-on film.
Meatballs. Yeah, meatballs and spaghetti. I don't know why I said it like that.
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
And I was going to say was double date. Mm-hmm. I know who you probably would take on a date. If you could pick anyone in the world to go on a double date, mm-hmm. probably be Jay-Z.
Beyonce. Yeah, it would.
But you're paying for this double date and you have to take him somewhere. Where, like, if, and, like, they're coming down the line, oh, we're going to hang out with you, but we've got no money. Where are you going to take him?
What, Beyonce and Jay-Z haven't got any money?
Yeah, it's just you. It's on you this evening.
Okay. Oh, that's a really good question.
Yeah, it's delving deep into you. Your psyche.
I might go somewhere that only offers a set menu, because then it's like you can't like, unless like Jay-Z was like, I'll have four set menus, I'd be like, fuck. Mm.
But as well, you're still trying to impress them.
Okay, so okay,
because this is your only chance.
Tell you where I'd take them. There's a place in Soho called Koya Bar, which is Japanese, and it's amazing Japanese proper Japanese food, okay. The kind of food you actually get in Japan.
Yeah.
And I would probably take them there because it's very quirky and edgy. Yeah. And I feel like Beyonce and Jay-Z are quite quirky and edgy.
Mm.
Although it's very small, and I'm not sure at the moment, she's about to give birth to twins, so I'm not sure she'd even fit in at this stage because you have to sit on a stool as well. So she's she's quite big now because of her baby inside of her. Two babies.
A couple of babies in there.
Couple of babies inside her. So I'd probably take her there.
Okay.
Is that a boring answer?
No, you thought it out. You went for all the things. You even thought about why that wouldn't be an appropriate place, but you still took her there.
Yeah, I'm taking her there anyway.
That's on you.
Maybe I'll take her there after she's given birth because she probably can't eat any of the food while she's pregnant anyway.
True. Yeah, why is that?
Raw eggs and stuff.
Raw eggs, like I had to eat.
Yeah, a dead raw egg.
A dead raw egg.
Well, obviously all eggs are
dead.
Anyway.
Yeah. And finally, because, the other questions I'm going to not, but the last one was just, do I suit this beard?
100%.
Am I living a lie?
No.
Can I call it a beard?
No. Not so, like, yes. I realise I just emasculated you hugely there by saying no. No, I think it's good because do you know what? I'm going to go straight in here. You're not ginger, are you?
I'm on the fence.
So, but I like, and I think Nat actually really likes men who have normal coloured hair. Not saying, sorry, that was the wrong word. Who have brown or blonde hair.
Normal hair.
And then a ginger beard.
Really?
No, is that, no, maybe not. Oh, she's down with it. She's down with it. And I think, I love, personally, I'm really into ginger hair. In general.
I feel like you're saying this to me. Oh,
no, I really fancy Ed Sheeran. Like, Ed Sheeran is a very good example of a ginger person that I find attractive.
Mm.
But I think it's very attractive having one coloured hair and then having a ginger beard.
Okay. Well, there you go, because my mum hates it.
Good job, C.
Yeah, went in the living room and she's just like, are you really going to keep that? And I was like,
yeah. And the more she does that, the more. That's the only reason you think it's shit, is because your mum thinks it is.
No, my girlfriend, she said she liked it, but I don't know if she said she liked it because she knew that's what I wanted to hear.
She's the one that makes out with you and therefore is, I guess, the most important in this scenario.
It is.
Because if she's making out with you and she hates it. Because it can be, I mean, I've made out with my fair few beards in my time. And if it's very rough, it can be. Do you use beard oil?
I moisturise my beard.
With moisturiser?
With beard. It's specifically for...
Beard moisturiser, get you.
Yeah, you know.
Didn't realise you were a bloody celebrity.
That's what celebs do.
I'm sure all celebrities... David Beckham definitely moisturises his beard.
Yeah.
He definitely does.
Zach Galifianakis probably does as well.
Yeah. Oh, he's got a lovely beard.
He
has. He's nice as well.
Yeah.
I'd like him on the show.
I saw a documentary where he looked up.
So did I!
Was it Mimi?
Oh.
Mimi and the Laundrette.
You all should go and actually watch that. It's on Netflix, I think. It's on Netflix. Yeah. And it's all about the woman that homeless woman that he sort of saved, basically. The
thing is, though, did you think it was a bit weird that Mimi didn't see her family for ages? She, like, she did something weird there.
It was weird. Because she, like, disowned her daughter for, like, 20 years. Yeah. But then she could have just... I think she had problems with drugs and alcohol. I think that's why she stopped. That's why she was on the streets, I think. I think. Tweet us at FUBAR Radio if you know more about Mimi.
Please do.
Please do. Also, tweet us because we've got today's last request on the show. Now, Tom, last request is where we get people to pick a...
Banger, not ballad.
Which is something to end the show.
Mm.
So it's got to be a banger.
Not a ballad.
Not a ballad.
Okay.
So it's like, you know, for example, Offspring. That would be a banger. Oh, God, that just came out of nowhere.
Offspring, yeah, why?
Because I don't know. The album image just came into my head out of
the Flaming Skull.
Yeah.
Ah, maybe it's because you like this rock guy's in it.
Yeah, rock on.
And then he's like, oh, this rock stuff. I saw him at Offspring the other day.
How weird. That's we were meant to be together, I think.
I think so.
Shall we play some music?
Please do.
It's been lovely to get to know you, Tom.
And ye.
And I think we'll just keep getting to know each other continually for the rest of our lives now, which is quite nice. We're going to play the brand new Stormzy. And I know we played it last week. We actually opened the show with it last week. But I'm vibing this so hard. I sit at home. Yesterday, I sat at home, watched the video four times. Four times
That's
in a row.
Lot of times.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Plus, it features loads of amazing women in it, so go and check it out. Tom Nozza, this is Big For Your Boots by Stormzy.
Yeah!
You're getting way too big for your boots. You're never too big for the boot. I got the big size toes on my feet. Your face ain't big for my boots. Kick up the ute. Man, know that I kick up the ute. Them boy there try to suck the truth. How dare you to suck the truth? Look, you're getting way too big for your boots. You're never too big for the boot. I got the big size toes on my feet. Your face ain't big for my boots. Kick up the ute. Man, know that I kick up the ute. Them boy there try to suck the truth. How dare you to suck the truth? Wanna come round here like a bad boy, do it. Run all the talking, go on and do it. Running through the party, bottle of Bacardi. Bowls in my ear saying, Storm, don't do it. Devil on my shoulder, I don't lack. Hit him with a crowbar, I don't scrap. Even when I'm sober, I'm so gassy, right? But there's no car and no match.
What are you talking about?
Clown, stand down. Never had a Mac 10 or a Shea Pound. You were never bad then, you ain't bad now. Never had a Mac then, little nigga, back down. Wait, I saw bare kicks, saw bare clothes. Said, fuck that, I can't wear those. I don't like them, they're not my thing. They went silent, they're all weirdos. Like, yeah, Storm's gone clear. Never had a Tom Ford or a Montclair. Man, them a car, me, you see my Don there. Fuck Reese, tell them don't do it, don't dare. Don't care who you know from my block. You're not Al Capone, you get boxed. They can take my car and my creps. I still do the road in my socks. Like, who's gonna stop me? You, him, weed and a cigarette. Blue Slims, don't be an idiot. Move smart, I've been killing it. New king, niggas ain't ready for my new stuff. You're a prick by yourself, go and group up. And when crep went states for the BTs, I was covering crep like a boot cut. If mad, it's a family thing, straight family thing. Dumb man, I broke no salary thing. Had a painting called Amy telling me to come round hers on a Valerie thing. Hashtag Murky Academy thing. Coming like art in the gallery thing. Dumb boy there wanna chat about bars, wanna chat about crud. You're getting way too big for your boots. You're never too big for the boot. I got the big size toes on my feet. Your face ain't big for my boots. Kick up the ute. Man, know that I kick up the ute. Them boy there try to suck the truth. How dare you to suck the truth? Look, I'm too hot. Drug money in my shoebox. I'm the man of the house when my show sold out. Like the brother from the Boondocks. Beat Swan in my boombox. Still meat from the stew pot. Man, I'm go sick on my tune drops. Little man, that's a who blow, not a who blow. What? Pronounce it right, you prick. I go magic, I'm down to die for this. I don't care, bro, I'm down to pipe your chick. Match stress, so I'm bound to light my spliff. Wait, I'm down to ride for flips. Real G's gonna ride around to this. Man, I got no time to write a diss. I never left my 9 to 5 for this waste, man, ting. I don't care what rave man's in. I came here to relax, but if it gets mad, make a young boy take man's things. Try to tell me I'm way too big to rebel. Nah, man, you're never too big to rebel. I was in the O2 singing my lungs out, rude, but you're never too big for Adele. Leave my yard, blow a kiss to my girl. Salute to my sister as well. Gotta keep trophies down at my mum's bit. Man, I'm getting way too big for my shelf. Man, I see bare MCs on the sideline, but I still got a couple bangs in the pipeline. Man, I got grown men at me, bullshit. You're getting way too old for the timeline. You're getting way too old for this. Should've looked after your kids. Get out the booth, go home to your son. It's never too late to commit. It's like, man, love, put my name in the bar. Random flight, get a plane to Qatar. This year I learned how to take care of business. Next year I learned how to play the guitar. You're getting way too big for your boots. You're never too big for the boot. I got the big size toes on my feet. Your face ain't big for my boots. Kick up the ute. Man, know that I kick up the ute. Them boy there try to suck the truth. How dare you to suck the truth? Look, you're getting way too big for your boots. You're never too big for the boot. I got the big size toes on my feet. Your face ain't big for my boots. Kick up the ute. Man, know that I kick up the ute. Them boy there try to suck the truth. How dare you to suck the truth?
An official partner of Stan and Colling 2017. This year's festival is taking place from the 27th to the 30th of July with a lineup which includes
Orbital, Clean Bandit, Slaves,
Akala,
Nadia Rose,
as well as DJ sets from
Mike Skinner and Merkage, Jeff Collard from Hot Chip,
Radio will be bringing the hottest stand-up talent to the brand new comedy stage, featuring James Acaster. For more information and to buy tickets, go to www.standandcalling.com and keep listening to FUBAR Radio for exclusive offers and giveaways in the lead-up to this summer's big event. FUBAR Radio, an official partner of Stand and Calling.
Yeah.
Hater, I don't want no bad energy. Man get views, but I rage hard cause I can't see my enemy. I like all types of girls, melanins and melanies. She wants a man from London, she wants a fella with felonies. That's probably all my team, there's no I in it, I bring in all my team. Gas when they saw my team, even the bouncers bounce when they saw my team. Who do you wanna holler, who do you wanna never know? Don't be a sheep when you can be the GOAT. Greatest of all time and you never know. Don't show up to my show if you've got no energy. Energy. Energy.
Loud at you is a. I don't want no bad energy. I shell on the mic. Now these little boys wanna put a shell in me. Pure blood in my bloodline. You are not part of my pedigree. These turning getting bread. Now they see me on the street and start breading me. Hurt by heal my wounds. Rule like fumes. These niggas steal my tunes. So much gold just lying in my crib. I find too much money when I clean my room. Tenor on the side, we clean my top drawer. Rich in my faith, I could never be poor. Why bang a hammer when you can be poor? Don't pull up to my tour if you got no energy.
Energy. Step in the party, me, Friss and Jelani, got a pocket full of and cash. Bouncers want a power trip at the front, so my had to creep through the back. Storm put the heat on the track. Worldwide, yeah, we put the streets on the map.
Please.
With the kings, have to salute the kings. Oi, king, what you mean, who's that? You should have never gone away. That's Av, the top boy, the top man. Yeah, he's got fans from St. Anne's to Holloway. Another black millionaire on the way. No gas, every day's a holiday. Don't chat, already know what you're gonna say. It's hot, yeah, hot like a summer's day. So don't show up to my show if you got no energy. Energy.
Exactly, Stormzy. That was Avelino featuring Stormzy. Energy. Energy.
It's a lot of Stormzy just then, wasn't there?
Well, no, because the pre... Oh, no, sorry. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was oh, my God, I didn't even realise I'd done that.
That really fucked me off.
It really, really grinds my gears. It's because I'm obsessed with Stormzy. Obsessed. And apparently he's really nice. I know a lot of people who know him.
I saw some funny videos from today, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, of him being like a judge on something. Piss out of tracksuits and stuff.
Nice. Now, you don't know about this. You don't know about me. Stand and Calling.
Yes.
The festival, the amazing festival, which lineup is outstanding. You just heard a little trailer for it, actually, on the other side of that song. We, FUBAR Radio, one of the official partners. We had Alex on the show
last
week.
Well done, us.
Thank you so much.
Oh, look
on
at
behalf
us.
Of us. So they've got, like, Slaves, Lauren Vula, Gary Newman, Orbital, Clean Bandit, and more headliners and to be announced, TBA.
Gary Newman is here in my car.
Yeah.
Hello. I used that to
You do Gary Newman very well.
I did. I used that to remember a PIN number before. I was like,
oh, yeah?
It's really helpful for that.
PIN number?
So, like, for, you know, when you get money out.
Yeah. So like, but I don't understand. How can you learn it from a tune?
No, so let's say it was 6956. You just have it in your head. It's 6, 5, 9, 6.
Oh, so you can learn whilst singing stuff. That's how you remember
it's
stuff.
Helpful.
Yeah, no, it's good. I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
Like, I've got...
I'm just axing you. Just axing you, man.
I use that on holiday for our card. I was like... We were going to catch up, and I was like, and that's how I remember.
Short-term memory. So, because obviously your normal PIN code, I hope you just know that.
Yeah, I've got a good way of remembering that, but I won't say that on air.
What is it? 1, 2, 3, 4.
No, but literally, it reveals it. So I just get burgled.
Burgled in your card?
No, yeah.
Burgled in inside pocket, your credit card.
The pocket will get burgled on the way home.
I mean, you probably get mugged, is what you mean.
But I'm not a mug, Harriet. That's a difference here.
If I've learned one thing from the last 50 minutes, is that you are a muglin.
You watch your fucking back.
Oh. Yeah, you have already threatened to kill me twice. Anyway, back to Stand and Calling. You guys can go and get tickets now from www.standand. What's that thing? A dash? Is that a dash? Ignore that. It's www.standandcalling.com. That is funny. I never know what it's like, hyphen, dash.
Yeah.
Very confusing. But there is no hyphen or no dash. Just www.standandcalling.com. Tickets are available now. To be honest, with the knowledge that I have currently, I would go and get tickets right now.
Yeah? With the knowledge you know right now?
Mm-hmm. Because we had Alex Trenchard in, the founder of the festival. He's created the whole of Stand and Calling. We had him in last week and he was... talking to us all about the sort of guests and how he's booked them, and the fact that they've launched this new comedy stage, which is what we're sort of sponsoring, and it's looking really tasty.
It has a big old pub in the tent, doesn't it?
Yeah, it basically is it's a pub because it's all set around the grounds of like a big old hotel
house. Manor house.
I'm just making up.
Is it the car park of a travel lodge?
Yes. Are you Alex Trenchard by any chance?
I think I am.
He's also coming back on the show very, very soon with some more exciting lineup announcements.
I can't wait.
You sound like you can't wait.
I actually genuinely can't wait.
No, he's also really, really nice. And if you speak to him nicely, he might let you come to the festival. Probably won't.
Please, Al.
Hashtag not. Hashtag never going to let you in.
Nothing but thieves are amazing.
Yes. Let's have a look at the lineup. Loads of people. Have you ever seen Slaves live?
I haven't seen them live.
They are insanely good live. Nadia Rose, who we've had on the show before, she came on the show last year. She's going to be performing there. Lucy Spraggan from X Factor. Do you remember her?
With the guitar and...
Correct.
The lyrics and the words and the voice.
Club Drive, who announced this last week. We had them on the show. We have had them on the show a few times. They are absolutely lovely boys. And they've just announced that they're playing Stand and Calling as well.
Well, there you go.
Well, there you go.
Do you need more reasons?
Do you?
Come on.
Do you? www.standandcalling.com with no dashes or hyphens.
Get there.
Get there. Oh, I like that tagline. Get there.
Get there.
Off you go. Now it is time for a bit of...
Music, news and reviews.
What's this segment about?
Basically, it's quite hard to explain. It's sort of like review-y type music newsy type things.
I don't know if I'm up for it.
No, it's quite difficult to understand for someone like you.
Yeah,
someone like you. Who's that?
That is Adele.
Never mind, Alpha. I like to sing a lot, just so you know. For you,
do you think you're good?
No. No, definitely not.
Good.
That's why I do. Good. Glad we're on the same page. So, today on Music News and Reviews, we're going to obviously kick off by talking about the Grammys. Now, those of you who don't know what the Grammys are, I don't know why you wouldn't know what the Grammys
are.
Wake up! Oh, I like that.
I did away from the mic.
No, I did it to the mic because I like to hurt people's ears.
Yeah.
Got some things that happened. Did you watch it? Have you seen any of it?
I've seen bits and bobs, not all
bits
of it.
Bits and bobs.
Bits and Tom's bits and bobs. Actually, that's horrible.
No, I quite like that being another fit. Nat, make a note. Tom's bits and bobs as the feature.
It is Island Knobs.
Ooh. Stop trying to ruin my game that I've already created. That is actually world renowned, Desert Island Dicks, in case you didn't know.
Desert Island Dicks.
Dickhead. So I'll give you some. Well, let's talk about it because you've obviously seen some things and I've seen some things. Number one, we've got to talk about is Adele, because there's a couple of things surrounding Adele. Number one, she did the tribute to George Michael, which I thought was amazing, but she stopped it. She sang Fast Love. Did you see it?
She screwed up.
She didn't really. She was slight. You could tell she was slightly off beat, which can happen when you got in-ears in.
Yeah, but that is her job.
Listen here. You don't speak a word about Adele.
I do like Adele.
Thank God for that. At least we're not completely lost.
And I enjoy her in interviews. I think she's funny and nice and charming. But that is her job. She gets paid a lot of money.
Yeah, but you know she suffers from very, very severe anxiety at singing live. She didn't sing live. She didn't do live performance in the whole first two albums, except for at the Oscars.
I was there.
You weren't there.
I was there.
Because Adele would not let you there.
Well, sorry, Adele.
Thank you. Anyway.
Just next time, just practice a bit more, please.
Okay, I'm going to have to. Guys, I'm just going to actually take him outside for a hot minute and punch him in the head. Actually, I'll do it when I'm playing a song because that'll be less obtuse.
No, but yeah, she did that.
But it was a really good performance, wasn't it?
It was ballsy of her to redo it again, and she referenced it, which is kind of refreshing to see.
I don't know if you know this, but she's number one. You probably do know that she's a huge George Michael fan. She actually dressed up as George Michael for her birthday.
Yeah.
Before he passed away, about 6 months ago, she dressed up with him as him, and it was so amazing.
Which era?
Like Wham era.
Wham.
Like proper crossing the earring.
That's Faith era, isn't it? Cross what? Earring was that era, wasn't it?
Yeah, but that's Wham.
Faith is just George Michael.
Yeah, but Wham before.
Little nod from the.
I think he was like that in Wham as well. He's definitely like that in the Last Christmas video. No.
Didn't have
my
crossing
merging.
The earring.
My merging.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's why cool. Is this a quiz about how much I know about Wham?
I don't know. I just feel like you should do.
Do your research. Oh, thanks so much for mugging me off on the show.
That is okay.
Anyway, moving on from your rudeness, she also dedicated her win of Best British Album, snapped it in half, and gave half to Beyonce because Beyonce is amazing and she's been snubbed repeatedly over and over and over again. At winning the Grammys, and there's a lot of talk about the racial politics of the Grammys. They're very sort of racist, basically, from what people are saying.
Which half did she give Beyonce?
I reckon she gave her the top half because I'd want the top half.
Yeah, because what Adele's
you don't
name,
you don't it? Just want the bass. That'd be weird.
Well,
the horn. You'd want the horn.
Some people would say it's all about the bass, and I wouldn't agree with that.
Meghan.
And also the one would have Adele's name on it, and you don't want Adele's name if you're Beyonce. But also, it's a bit.
Beyonce cried when she was doing it. She cried.
What is it?
She cried. Okay. Say that again. She cried.
Well,
she cried.
Fair enough.
No, she. So when she was talking, she was teary. Yeah. I think it was amazing. Did you hear what she said about it? That it was very informed. And honestly, I genuinely think. Adele is the hugest Beyonce fan and always has been.
Yeah. I heard the speech and it was nice of her to say. And it's nice to see artists appreciate and respect the other artists.
And also afterwards in the press briefing, she said, what the fuck does this woman have to do to win a Grammy for Best Album?
Mm.
To be honest, I agree.
Do you think Beyonce's going to release something better than Lemonade?
Different. The thing about artists like Beyonce...
Different.
The thing about artists like Beyonce is that they do stuff. A lot of artists release albums that are like similar, you know, it's like, oh, this is a different version, slightly different version of what we did before. Yeah. Beyonce, every single Beyonce album, if you look at them together, are so different. It's like the evolving of her career. Same as Rihanna. Rihanna's gone and done... And Rihanna's just sort of most recently released her... most true album to herself, and I think the same with Beyonce. She's almost gone to the most truth with Lemonade, and I think there's more truth there.
So you think it's kind of like reinventing themselves per album
in a way,
kind of a bit like Madonna and a bit Bowie,
yeah,
a bit like those people,
Madonna, Bowie,
Mafu.
So that's good news. Also, I think we're going to have to curb this chat and come back to it because we've got too much exciting. Wolf's coming in the studio.
Wolf,
she's waiting outside.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was better than the one before.
That was much, much
Thank
better.
Thank you.
But should we carry on talking about this after the break?
I think we should.
I think we
there's
should
There's more
as well.
To cover.
I think so. I think there's a lot, because the thing is with me and Thomas, we've got a lot of intelligence between us, so we like to chat things through in depth.
We've got a lot to say. Johnny Depth.
Johnny Depth. Maybe that could be a feature of the show, perhaps. No? No?
No.
Not feeling it?
Just smuggle a dog in here.
Okay, well, let's play. Should we play a bit of the Vistas? This is a Feel Alive. I think you're going to like this one, Tom.
I'm up for it.
I think you're going to like it, my love.
Because I feel a bit younger.
Feel Alive. Joining us in the studio is Wolf. She's coming to have a chat with us about Fuck With Me, her brand new single, which is coming out very, very soon on the 17th of February.
It is.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I feel terribly nervous, this being my first ever radio interview.
Woo! We've got you. We're breaking your radio virginity.
Yes! Be kind.
You keep screaming like to someone that's not existing.
Yeah, but
Tom,
I do that away from the mic because then it's not so in your ear.
Yeah, he knows about editing. Tom, this is his first interview as well on this show.
We're like the radio virgins
exactly.
Over here.
Yeah, just a couple of virgins
chilling out, having some radio.
Having some radio.
Well, I think that you are doing incredibly well so far as your first radio interview. You don't seem nervous at all on the outside.
It's all inside. It's all dying inside.
Just internal panic.
Yeah.
He was having a bit of an internal panic before we started the show.
Oh, you guys have been nailing it. I was listening outside.
Thanks, Wolf.
You sounded
great. I appreciate
that.
Yeah, I just wanted to embarrass him. So let's kick off by talking about Fuck With Me.
Yes.
I like saying that, firstly.
Well, I'm so glad we were allowed to swear on your show.
Yes, because you can really say the real title.
Fuck With Me.
What do you have to say
version.
When it's not, you can't say fuck?
I'm going to say F.
Oh, okay. F with me. F with me. That's a good one.
I actually only decided that today, but I'm not sure.
You've literally just decided that right now.
Yeah.
I mean, CeeLo Green had the same problem.
Yeah.
Forget you.
Yeah,
he just changed the whole
with me. Maybe.
A lot of American artists actually completely changed the word.
Yeah, I was going to do mess with me, but then
no,
that kind of took the...
I think F is good.
Yeah, F with me.
And fuck with mess, it's kind of... It always gets a bit...
Yeah.
Messy.
Messy, indeed. Tell us a bit about the track. Tell us a bit about where it came from. Who are you fucking with?
I'm being fucked.
She just paused there.
Sorry, Mum. I'm kind of being messed around. It's like a masochistic love song, I'd say. You know, when you're in a relationship and you're like so deep in it and the guy's kind of not being great to you, but you can't get out of it because you love being like messed around. So this girl, I don't know, she's not going to leave him. And she can, you know, she'd rather be fucked with than have to walk away. So the chorus is keep fucking with me, basically. She kind of likes it at the same time as that twisted kind of halfway house. Should she stay or should she go? But she's going to stay.
Is this you or is this a you, not you?
This is me. This came from a time ago.
Yeah.
But so this really happened. This was my real life.
But you're out of it now.
Yeah, I always get out. Don't listen to what the song's saying. Get the F out.
Get the fuck out,
get
if you like.
Out, I can say it.
You played Great Escape in British Summertime last year.
I did, yeah.
That must have been... Great Escape is a fantastic festival for up-and-coming music artists, isn't it?
It's
literally just a showcase of incredible artists doing their thing. Did you have a good time, number one?
Yeah, we had a really good time. I think we had a few like technical issues. And you know when like they kick off and you get a bit nervous. And we had so many people in the room that, it was my favourite show, but it was still, you know, playing in Brighton, amazing. And, you know, people were dancing. It was cool.
I mean, babe, Adele stopped and started again at the Grammys, so I would not worry about
God.
It.
Oh, my God. So much respect for
I know.
Her. I watched that video so many times. I was like, you know what? Yes.
I agree, because I think if I was making a mistake, I mean, I'd probably try and do hand signals. Like
cut. Oh, no, wait, there's like 20,000 people watching.
Oh, then you
remember
it's the Grammys and it's live. Mm. But I think it's endearing, and it's also, you're better to have those experiences early on and get them out of the way rather than having it all perfect and then suddenly...
Being at the Grammys and then having to start again.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
But I know that's the thing, and it's good to have those experiences. Do you think you'll be back going to festivals next year, this year?
I think... I'm looking at my manager. She'll be like, next year when you have the album out. If any come up that, you know, is right for me to do, then 100%. I love playing live. It's like, you know, I hide myself away in the studio for so long that actually getting out and performing is such a big part of what I love. But, yeah, as many as possible, please.
Yeah.
She's out there.
Just
like,
order 20 festivals if you can. So you're working on the album right now, are you?
I mean, at the moment I'm working on more singles. That's such a like industry wanky thing to say, but yeah, kind of working on the record at the same time.
That sounded so weird. It sounded like you said we're wanking here.
Didn't.
It's our first radio.
I'm sorry.
God's sake. I'm so sorry about him.
I'm giving mixed signals about what
You're
really
giving
doing.
Her mixed signals, Tom.
Oh.
I'm so sorry about him. Try to avoid eye contact. He's very strange. You're working on the work. Are you in the studio sort of daily? How does it work with you? Do you write the songs at home? Do you sit in bed? I find it hard to imagine how it happens, because when I'm in bed, I just watch Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, sometimes I'll wake up in the middle of the night and that like whole cliche thing where I'm like, that's a good lyric. I need to like put that in my phone. But usually I work on my own and then I bring ideas. Like, I've been working with the same producer for the last like 2 months. So he works out of his bedroom and, you know, it's a nice relaxed atmosphere. I take little lyrical things and we turn it into things like Fuck With Me.
Yeah, which is a banger.
Oh,
very much a banger.
Are you mainly inspired by things that happened to you previously, or is it like, do you kind of delve into just, was it always like quite biographical with your lyrics and whatnot?
I don't know. I think my problem is that I'm such a happy person like 90% of the time that like 10% that, you know, I'm feeling a bit that's always what I write about, is kind of my sad thoughts. I can't really write happy songs.
Angsty
wolf.
So
it's either things that have happened or things that have happened to friends or like a book I've read or something. Like, anything can inspire me. Even like another song, you know, like trigger something that may have slightly happened to you that you turn into a
song. Do you ever mishear a lyric and you think, oh, and then the lyric you misheard it and thought it was is actually better than the lyric, and then you use that
sometimes.
Lyric.
Sometimes.
It does actually happen, Harriet.
Okay.
Have you ever done that?
Oh yeah, I always do that with
not you.
Taylor Swift. Always, sorry,
oh, yes.
Not me.
Starbucks
Wolf,
lovers.
We need the information from you because you're more interesting than me. Yes.
No, I'm not. I don't know. I think,
you know, like that Taylor Swift song, which is like, oh, I can't remember. I think it's I Need You, Trouble When You Write It, and there's like a lyric in it that's like ridiculously misheard.
There's Starbucks lovers as well.
Yes,
oh my God, got a lot of Starbucks lovers.
That's I never
knew it was the word Starbucks till like
it's not. It's star-crossed lovers, and it's. I was like, oh my God, she's proper endorsing Starbucks with that.
Shut. I was like, that's actually quite a good line.
The funny thing is that will have made Taylor Swift so angry that she's accidentally.
Endorsed stuff.
Yeah, that will have made her livid.
So it's not that line.
No.
I was about to say I thought it was until a few months ago, but I don't even know what I thought it was before.
The thing I think is hard with musicians, right? I want you to answer this question for me.
Yeah.
Is how do you write lyrics down and be like, that's a song? Because for me, I'd be like, right, I'm going to write a song. And it'd be like, and I literally, there's just nothing that comes in my head. Nothing. I mean, obviously, that's what differs between you and me.
Oh, no.
But how do you sit there? Is it sort of like you're just thinking for ages and then you just write stuff down?
I mean, sometimes it will be like a melody that you'll sing a line and the words will sit really well with the kind of the melody that you're singing. So you keep that line. And then sometimes you'll try and even like create a song out of just one line that you've sung. And then you get a completely different kind of idea to what you started out with. With writing, sounds really cringe, but sometimes I write poetry.
But that's apparently what where it comes from, though. It is poetry, but sung poetry.
Exactly. Bob Dylan was a poet.
Yeah, of course he was. He was a lad as well. One of my faves.
Well, that way, I feel you get a bit more of a meaning. Because sometimes I'll just kind of write words for the sake of it. You know, when you're in the studio and you're like, you know, oh, I've got this brilliant melody and I kind of want to use these words, and you kind of skim over like the actual meaning of the song.
Yeah.
So
yeah, there's a lot of
if you write it out.
Yeah, a lot of filler lyrics sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah.
You have a really good line and then there's just the kind of shit to fill the gap and then it's the next good bit.
And then you sit with it and it's like, nah, that's not good. And then you leave it for a couple of weeks and come back to it and then you're like, actually, that's the one.
So tell me a bit about what 2017 has in store for you. What's your sort of game plan? You're going to be releasing some more singles.
Yes.
When can we? I mean, obviously, this one isn't even officially out yet. It's out on the 17th.
It's out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, is it 7th? Gosh, the year is just running away with me.
I know.
Friday,
the 17th.
And then after that, I know it's a bit annoying to ask that question. But
no, it's a good question because for the first time, I feel like I actually have a plan now of what I want to do.
Yes.
So I already know the next single that I want to put out, which is called Girl on Fire.
Or is that
Playing
exclusive?
With Fire. I haven't actually. Yeah.
Exclusive. FUBAR Radio. That's exciting.
So that will go out in April. Because, I mean, the last track that I officially properly kind of released was almost a year ago. Mm-hmm. And then I released an old song that I put out a year ago on Spotify a few months ago. So this year is all about releasing music and videos and kind of the getting the graphics of Wolf.
Are you going to do a video for Fuck With Me?
Yeah. Ooh. We're waiting to hear from one person who's going to do it.
Oh, a director or an actor?
A director.
Oh,
I know.
This
I
is
know.
Very exciting. So it's someone you're really excited about?
I hope so, yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to see that. You'll have to come back in when you release the video.
Then we can do that. It's got dance routine in. So I've got to learn how to do some
moves. Oh my God, I can't dance either.
I'm so bad.
But I think that's better because I think it's, you know, it's intimidating when someone's too good at dancing.
Yeah, but then it can be kind of comical.
Yeah, I think it's, no, you're going to be fab. I can't wait for that.
The song Tilted, which was by
Christine and the Queens.
Love
yeah.
That
dance routine is very not really dancey, but it is dancey.
I know it is dance.
Yeah, but no, but it is kind of like,
if you knew about dance, you'd know.
But yeah, but if you saw that in a club, you'd be like, well, you wouldn't be like, oh, she can dance. I'm just saying.
She's a professional dancer.
Is that her job?
Is she?
Yes.
Don't say that.
And the queens are the dancers. She's Christine and the queens are the dancers.
I've learned a
lot. As if this guy doesn't know anything, does he?
I just said I liked it.
No, it's nice. You should do that's like
that's
dancing.
That's
kind
of like the moonwalking.
Yeah.
But that's sexy.
I know what you mean though, because she kind of dances not like a dancer. She dances like she dances and there's no one else that dances like that. Yeah. And it's not like when you see Chris Brown do a dance routine, it's like, or Rihanna or one of the big pop artists. It's more... It's a different kind of thing. Maybe you should try and channel some Christine and the Queens.
I just didn't expect
I'll steal
it.
The Queens.
Yeah.
Fuck with me.
Oh, my God. I want to steal the Queens just all the time. Anyway, just walk around with me and dance as I'm walking.
Like you're the only person around.
Yes.
They like your little replicas behind you.
Oh, my God. That would be so amazing. Amazing. Right. I'm going to play a little game with you. This is the first time that Tom's played the game on the show with me as well. It's called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Music, Island news, and reviews.
I always do that. Look at that. I press two buttons at the same time. Look, this is my it's my second week driving the desk.
Desert Island Dicks.
So, Desert Island Dicks.
Yeah. See, we do loads of swearing on the show. We just swear all the fucking time for no reason.
We're so cool.
We're so cool. So, Wolf, we're sending you to a desert island. And on this desert island, we're sticking you with one song that is the horriblest, most awful song you can imagine being stuck with. And it's played over and over again.
Oh,
no stopping. And you're on this desert island. You can't get off. And all you can hear is this song. So, Wolf, what would be your desert island dick?
That phrase.
I'll play it again for you.
Desert Island Dicks.
You know what? I think it would have to be living... This is going to really offend some Bon Jovi fans, but I think Living on a Prayer.
No, I think that's a very
you
good
know,
choice.
It's like a really well-written song.
It's when you hear it at a party, you're like...
I know. I was like, why does everyone love that song?
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love that song, but in a very much in a way of I hate that song. I would never listen to it if I was on my own.
Yeah.
You'd
moment.
Never pop it on the, you know, Saturday night playlist.
And,
when
and you're on
out.
Your own on this desert island listening to that. That would be horrific.
That would be one way to end the life.
I think it would end everything. I think everything would end in that realm. In that realm of life, you just end. Now, I think we're gonna play a little bit of... We're going to play a little bit of your track now. But make sure you come back and have a little chat with us when the video's coming and more singles. And make sure you keep sending them because we'd love to keep playing them.
Oh,
I really am
you.
Massively vibing this track.
Well, this is the first time it's going to ever, 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 ever be played.
Oh.
So that is so exciting.
God.
I try to harmonise.
No, but literally, that's my most exciting thing on this show when we have exclusives like that. And you're a talented girl. I'm really excited to see what comes from you. So do you want to introduce your brand new single for us?
I will do. This is Wolf, and this is my next single, Fuck With Me.
Woo! Woo-hoo.
Yeah, you got me so uptight, so uptight. Yeah, you know it, hands around my throat. One minute you want me, next you don't. Play nice, yeah, I'm trying, dolly wife, dolly wife. I can be her, make you wanna stay. Sweet as honey, I'll keep you insane.
fist fight. Love me with broken bones. Meet me on the dark side, where the devil can't take our souls. Baby, kiss me with a fist fight. Love me with broken bones. He puts fucking with me. I guess I'll listen. He puts fucking with me. No cheap romance. You can fuck with me.
FUBAR Radio presents
Sarah Love and My Stiggy.
Guilty Simpson chatting to me in London.
Detroit is very prevalent in everything that I do, whether it's music or, you know, not music, everything. Just me being aware of the opportunity that I have, other people that were very talented as well that didn't have those opportunities from the city, it kind of brings a humbling kind of effect to me because I understand that I could have easily been those people. It makes you appreciate the opportunity you have and, you know, go harder.
Every Monday,
Sarah Love and My Stiggy.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Looking for, you won't find it here. I tend to stay at home and try to keep my mind clear. Overthinking again.
Are my problems deeper than me? I guess the deeper the meaning, the more you think about it, and so it's always worse than it seems. Overthinking again. Well, she was only 16. All the things you think about will join the lonely souls and sing this out. I just wanna know, love. Mother, won't you tell me, when will I know, love? Baby, please forgive me, not able to show love. There ain't no love for me. I just wanna know, love. Mother, won't you tell me, show love. There's no love for me. And I didn't know what you wanted, and you didn't know that I was troubled, and we didn't know what could happen. What could happen? I've become sheltered, more than ready for action. And I feel like I've forgotten how it feels to feel satisfaction. And well, at night I can't sleep. I don't have to count sheep. I just gotta count my blessings and the people around me and stay on my damn feet. Overthinking again. I'm overthinking again.
Well, all the things you think about, join the lonely souls and sing this out. I just wanna know, love. Mother, won't you tell me, when will I know, love? Baby, please forgive me, not able to show love. There ain't no love for me. I just wanna know, love. Mother, won't you tell me, when will I know, love? Baby, please forgive me, not able to show love.
Back on on FUBAR Radio. That was our Artist of the Month, Rex Orange County, with No Love. Joining us is some special guests in the studio.
Oi, oi!
Michael Payne and Reese, how's it going?
Yeah.
We're good, man.
You've come in to say a little hello to us on our first show.
No, more importantly, I've come in to say congratulations on the pairing, man.
Thank you so much. Thanks,
it's man. A very, 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 very good pairing.
Well, we are going to get married,
yeah.
I think.
I think you already are.
Yeah.
You know, this is as
not
good as...
Not sexually, though.
No,
statutory marriage. No,
yeah.
Wait, what marriage is sexual?
That's true. That's very true. So what have you been doing over the last couple of days? You've not been sleeping.
I haven't slept for 48 hours. I was...
Which you seem fine.
Am I not a bit jittery?
No, you seem okay. Have you had a lot of coffee?
I have had a bit of coffee.
I can tell the coffee's happened,
yeah.
Definitely.
But yeah, I'm going to go and have a nap after this, but I genuinely just wanted to sweep through with Reese and say congratulations to you two, because the show sounded amazing.
Thanks, babe.
It's all right.
We were just talking about the Grammys. Did you watch?
I didn't,
no. Did you see CeeLo Green, though?
Yeah. See, we were talking about this. Have you heard about his reasoning for doing that?
Wait, what did he do first?
So
because I'm unaware.
He wore let me show you, actually. I'll show you a picture.
Oh, wait.
The gold outfit.
So, wait. Are we still surprised by what CeeLo Green wears?
Yeah, no, babe. He's got a new alter ego called Gnarly Davidson.
Amazing.
And this is a press quote, right? They messaged him. They were like, why did you dress like that? Because he looked like an Oscar.
Right.
He painted his face gold.
Did gold people complain that he was doing gold face?
Yeah, basically, it was really not cool. It caused uproar. So people asked him for a statement, and they were like, that wasn't CeeLo Green on the red carpet. That was actually Gnarly Davidson.
Right.
So they asked for a quote from both people. Gnarly Davidson said this: I told you this would happen, and I did it. Fuck you, CeeLo Green. I mean, fuck me. I'm famous. And then CeeLo Green's response to what happened was, when I saw him arrive on the Harley, my heart skipped a beat. Seriously, I don't know if I can stop him now.
Brilliant.
Bear in mind, this is the same person that's just dressing up as the other person.
I mean, maybe he actually needs to be checked in.
I mean, he should be sectioned?
Yeah. I think he's...
I think he's got two Twitter accounts and he's mad excited about it.
Basically, is he going to get the same following, though? Because splitting your following in half is very difficult.
And also, is it just me, or does Gnarly Davidson just sound like a name that's had a Twitter handle for ages before CeeLo Green thought of it? It sounds like one of those things that you think of and you have to Google because you know someone else thought of it before you.
100%. I used to have a Twitter account called Drunk Woody.
Right.
Where I was going to be Woody from Toy Story being drunk.
Mm-hmm.
I did one tweet.
That's really weird.
One tweet and that was it. And just because all I wanted to do was make a joke of, oh, somebody poisoned the snake in my boot. That's all I wanted to do. And I was like, oh.
And you created a whole twist. That's the youth. The youth these days.
It's key.
No followers.
So that's you and CeeLo Green that are really weird then for this week at the Grammys. Tom Nozzer and CeeLo Green, total weirdos. Maybe next week you'll come in dressed as something else and pretend your name is something else.
Maybe.
What would be your alter ego, Michael Payne?
That's a good question.
You already have one.
I am an alter ego.
But you know what I mean.
It'd be Justin Smith is on.
They don't know.
My alter ego would be... I'd want to be a pope.
Oh, ooh, yeah. Pope Flair.
What name would I choose?
Frank.
Clarence.
Pope
Clarence. I'd probably be the first, to be fair.
I think you are the first.
Yeah.
To be fair. In all honesty.
But I call myself Pope Clarence the prototype. The Pope... The Pope prototype.
I'm really pleased that I was able to speak to you about CeeLo Green because I feel like it's information that you would really... Well, I feel like you did enjoy listening to that information as
absolutely.
Well. And did you watch any of the Enemy Awards or hear about any of the Enemy Awards?
I heard Skepta won Best Male.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Best Male Performer, I think.
Okay. And I heard there's going to be a collaboration between him and the 1975.
Yeah, because I was like this morning, why Skepta post a video of that guy from the 1975?
Mm.
But that makes a lot of sense.
But they both posted the same photo. So
yes.
Matt Healy had posted it and Skepta had posted it. So there's obviously a brethrenship going on over there, innit? But there has been for a while, I think, you know?
Yeah, I think Skepta's linking up with some very good people.
He's a rock star now, you know?
He's more than... I saw him once in a backstage area and I had... goosebumps.
There you go. Were they leaving the fire exit open?
He was
what venue?
He was wearing a pink crew neck.
Yeah.
He likes pink.
He's a dapper Dan.
He is, but he wouldn't have his photo taken, which I really respected.
Yeah, he's got to stay true to the song, innit?
Talking of staying true to the song, I'm going to play a song that I think you'll probably really like.
Yeah.
It's the brand new Katy Perry.
Oh my God, how did you know?
I know. This is dedicated to Michael Payne and Reese. Thanks for coming, popping in,
we
and having
you,
a
man.
Chat with us. We love you too.
We love you as well, Nozza.
Thanks, guys.
This
come
is
back again.
Katy Perry, Jane to the Rhythm. Bye. Love you. Bye.
Blessings.
Bye.
Blessings.
Katy Perry there. Very enjoyable. So I've got Jason from Sleaford Mods on the phone. How's it going?
I'm all right. How are you?
Very, very well. I'm absolutely loving your new track, BHS. I've just been watching the video in the studio earlier. It's very, very
Thank
good.
You. Thank you.
How's things going with you guys?
Yeah, good. Really good. The album comes out in 2 weeks and we start touring America at the end of March and then through to Europe. And festivals, and then UK at the end of the year.
Oh, fantastic. And I wanted to talk a little bit about your video because obviously you're making a big sort of political statement here about the whole thing that happened with BHS, Philip Green. Yeah. You've got a little Philip Green in your video, haven't you?
Yeah, that's our friend John Paul. So, I just asked him if he fancied doing it, you know what I mean? yeah, he was well up for it. So, yeah, it's quite funny, really. I mean, the song's quite political, but it's also sort of, it's just taking the piss out of it as well, you know. I mean, it's a very serious subject, the whole demise of the BHS company and the loss of so many pensions and people's jobs. You know, so, but at the same time, we wanted to try and poke fun at the guy as well a little bit, you know what I mean?
Was it your way of sort of parodying the situation, I guess?
Sorry?
Was it your way of sort of parodying the situation?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. I mean, messages are good. They're kind of powerful if you don't make them too serious, you know, sometimes. People don't want, like, gloom and doom, you know, 100% gloom and doom in a tune, you know what I mean? It kind of puts people off, puts me off anyway. So we like to have a little bit of fun in it as well.
I feel like that's what Sleaford Mods is all about as well. You kind of have a lot of fun with your music, don't you?
Yeah, you've got to, haven't you? If it doesn't make you laugh, it's no good, really.
And you've got your brand new album, English Tapas, which is coming out on March 3rd. So tell us a bit about this album. What can we expect from this?
It's kind of like, you know, we've moved on a little bit. There's more singing in it. There's more tunes from the perspective of myself. I talk about myself in some stuff, my own experiences. And then there's kind of like, you know, the whole sort of landscape, current landscape, which is horrible, really. You know, it's kind of like civilization is going down the toilet, isn't it, really? So, you know, it kind of tries to document that in sort of a good way, you know, a sort of powerful way.
I think it's really important that musicians are commenting on it as well, and that's the only positive thing really to come out of all the negative stuff that's happened is that musicians are going to be writing about it.
Yeah, hopefully, you know. I mean, it's kind of starting. There's a couple of things that are all right, but, you know, people need to watch out and not fall into the trap of just, like, you know, using slogans without anything behind it, you know. There's got to be some meaning behind it, you know what I mean? And sometimes I get the feeling that people are just saying it for the effect of saying it, you know what I mean? So, but, you know, I think over the next few years we'll definitely see it more of a shift towards more of a social commentary type thing, I think.
Yeah, definitely. I think I can see the same thing coming over the horizon. In terms of the name, English Tapas, I wanted to ask, where did that come from?
Andrew saw it in a pub on a menu board. So English Tapas, it just made us laugh, you know, because it was like a cup of chips and like half a scotch egg and some pickled onions. It's just crap. Spanish tapas is essentially bar food on, you know, on the top. That's how it originated, so I'm told. But, you know, you've also got this kind of, not top end tapas, but it's more thought about, you know, and you get that in Spain as well. It's beautiful, you know. So it just made you laugh. It's typical of English people, Alex. They take beautiful things from other people's cultures and completely kind of bastardize it, you know. So, and it also said a lot about the current state of the country. It's kind of ignorant. It's cheap. It's shit, you know. So,
I think that's a good,
perfect title. Yeah,
I think that's a good title. I noticed that. Are you a bit pally with Iggy Pop because he called you undoubtedly, absolutely, definitely the world's greatest rock and roll band?
I know, it's nice, isn't it? Yeah, he's all right. I speak to him sometimes via email. I've never met him, but he's a lovely man. You know,
he seems to love
you
guys.
Yeah. Well, he's fucking brilliant, isn't it? You know, I mean, that's ace. It's a real compliment. You know, he's done some unbelievable stuff, you know. So, and he's one of the last great titans, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
From that era of you know, these pioneering musicians. So, I think it's brilliant, you know, we're really happy about that.
So did you know, you obviously heard the Enemy Awards was on last night. What do you think of the Enemy Awards?
Dog shit, isn't it, really? it's not very good, really. It's
not my thing. You know, they asked us to play a couple of years ago and we said no, and ever since then it's gone downhill. They called us the worst band in England or something afterwards. Terrible.
That's not very nice.
Yeah, but I think it's sort of, you know, it was always a bit sketchy, The Enemy, but, well, it has been over the last 10 years, you know. So, and now it's completely gone into a free magazine type thing. It's terrible. It's like, I don't know, it's like Heat magazine, isn't it? You know what I mean? So, yeah, I'll give it a wide berth. It winds me up, but, you know, it's one of them, isn't it?
Well, I've heard they've got a lot of free booze there. That's what all I've heard.
Big time, yeah. But you know it's going to be horrible if you tip up there. It's just going to be horrible. It's just going to be full of people parading about. It's just not right, is it? You know what I mean?
No, I know exactly what you mean, but we tend to get a lot of stories out the other side of it because obviously like slaves were there, right. and all of that.
Oh, did you get any gossip then?
What's that, sorry?
Did you get any gossip?
You know, I didn't actually go. I just watched it via social media. But,
oh, okay.
But it looked like people were getting pretty wasted.
Yeah, it's a massive, like, it's a massive booze fest, isn't it, and everything else that comes along with that. But it's, I don't know, it's not my thing. I mean, I'm not sure about the validity of it, really, you know what I mean? It's like, and most of the people there, they're not up to much, really. You got a couple of, you know, Skeptics there and Wiley and that, they're all right, I suppose. But, you know, the rest of them, I'm not having it. Not all.
Well, I heard you're not the biggest fan of Slaves, who won Best Video.
No comment.
Well, I'm going to play a little game with you before you go, Jason, because we play it on the show, and I think you might like it. It's called Desert Island Dicks. And in this game, I'm sending Sleaford Mods to a desert island where I'm going to stick you with an awful, awful song that you hear over and over again for the rest of your life.
Okay.
So, Jason, you'll have to answer on behalf of all of Sleaford Mods.
Okay.
What would be your desert island dick?
A song that I hate for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Oh, there's too many of them. You really put me on a... I don't know. There's far too many of them. Far too many. I don't know. There's this one they play on... Oh, no, no. I don't know. I don't want to start slagging anyone off, to be honest. There's plenty. There's too many. There's far too many. Have I got to name one?
If you can, it would be good. We'd love it.
Oh, fuck knows. I don't know. Anything by Miles Kane?
Oh, yeah?
That'd be terrible, yeah. I don't know. What else? Obviously, there's too many. It's a really silly, it's not a silly question, but it's quite a hard question.
It is hard.
I'd have to sit down and seriously think about the ultimate one that did my head in. I don't know, anything by 1975. Do you know what I mean? I mean, the list goes on, doesn't it? You know what I mean?
Well, thank you so much, Jason, for coming to have a chat with us.
All right.
We're going to play the brand new single. Do you want to introduce it for us?
Yeah, the tune's called... which one's that?
We're playing BHS now.
Oh, you're playing that one. All right, yeah. Yeah, this is called BHS. It's by Sleaford Mods, and, yeah, enjoy.
English Tapas out March 3rd. Thank you so much, Jason. See you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
yourself on me. Past the closing hour, when the light in my phone starts to lose power. Through the karaoke it screams its name. You can't blame the betrayed. In the snakes and ladders, we are the Baldrick Sun and Blackadders. We're going down like VHS while the able-bodied vultures monitor and pick at us. We're going down and it's no stress. I'm laying over the knuckle-dragging exodus. We're going down like VHS while the able-bodied vultures monitor and pick at us. We're going down and it's no stress. We're going down like VHS. And oh, 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 laying on a boat, well, what do you do? But oh, 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 laying on a boat, mate, look at you. But oh, 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 laying on a boat, well, what do you do? But oh, 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 laying on a boat, mate, look at you.
Look at you.
Able-bodied vultures monitor and pick at us. We're going down and it's no stress. I'm laying over the knuckle-dragging exodus. We're going down like VHS while the able-bodied vultures monitor and pick at us. We're going down and it's no stress. We're going down like VHS.
Sleaford Mods, that is BHS.
BHS.
He was a nice guy, wasn't he?
He was. He was a really nice lad.
Lovely jabbly. Is that weird? Wait, I just said that.
Yeah, a bit creepy.
Bit weird, bit creepy.
You're a creep.
We're nearly at the end of the show. We've only got 15 minutes left.
It has flown by.
Hasn't it just?
It bloody has.
We're just about to see the last requests that have been sent in, and I'm going to give you the honour of picking.
I'm nervous. I'm excited.
You should be. You should be both those things.
Well, I am.
Good. We've got a bit of an update. Some upcoming gigs that are coming up in the next week, we thought we'd tell you about. The Chainsmokers, Lady Gaga's best friends, are playing February 20th to the 26th, excluding the 22nd. Iman is playing February 22nd and March 7th. And Mike Righteous, who we've had on the show, is playing February 24th to the 26th. The Weeknd and Bryson Tiller are playing. The Weeknd and Bryson Tiller are playing on March 7th. Do you like The Weeknd?
I've sung along to a few of his tracks.
And AJ Tracy's playing on February 22nd.
Where are they playing?
That's a good question. No, they didn't write that on the thing.
They're playing, though, if you want to.
I was just thinking that, and you mugged me off. Don't mug me off on the radio. Mug me off when the radio... Blame the intern. Right, you're all arseholes. I hate you.
Just Google it if you want to see him. Google it.
She had written, "You are great" on the screen, and now she's deleted it because I think she hates me.
Dang.
So you've got those gigs coming up. Plus, we're going to talk a bit about the Brits now. Brits is coming up. We're going to also talk about it again next week because it's obviously going to be happening that evening.
Oh yeah,
it's next Thursday. But I thought we could talk a bit about the Brits nominations. Also, Katy Perry's just been announced to she's playing now at the Brits. Are you going to say anything?
I mean, Katy Perry. What do you think of her?
I absolutely love Katy Perry.
We are just chalk and cheese.
Well, I just think she's a credible artist. She's very honest about the fact she likes doing pop music.
Yes,
she doesn't pretend to be like cool. She's like, I'm my own person and she writes her songs. What more could you want?
Okay, I love her now. Sorry, Harriet, for having an opinion on
Katy
Perry.
But your opinion is based on on her being cool.
How do you know this?
Because I can smell it.
I think I do.
I can smell you from here, Tom.
To be fair, I didn't know she wrote her own songs.
I mean, I might admit that. But she co-writes them. Most artists co-write their songs. So they start and they're like, so like say we were co-writing a song, I'd be like, okay, so the theme is like halloumi. And then you'd be like, okay, so what if we're like halloumi, halloumi. And then I was
Jesus
like, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And then, yeah, and then be like, Jesus, the best thing that ever happened to rice.
To rice? Cheese and rice.
It's a song. It's not real life.
Yeah, but that is not even, come on.
You come on, dick. Anyway, alongside Ed Sheeran, Emily Sandé, the 1975, and loads of people who are performing at the Brits. But let's talk through the nominations list. Brit solo artist, Craig David, David Bowie, Kano, Michael Kiwanuka and Skepta.
It's quite a smorgasbord of people.
Yeah, and I think actually I would be happy if any of those people won.
Yeah?
I think any of those people deserve to win. Michael Kiwanuka is... played him a lot on the show. He's amazing. Very soulful, intelligent singer.
I'm not very clued up on his work.
I was going to say, that's why I mentioned him, because you mentioned you hadn't heard of him, but he's not sort of in the celebrity sphere.
Okay.
So it's understandable that you might not have heard him, but check him out because he's fab.
It will be David, though, winning. As
yes.
In Bowie. It must
yes.
be.
Yes.
Surely.
Because I think it would be... I don't know. I don't think you'd want to win against David Bowie.
No. Well, you wouldn't want Chainsmokers collecting the prize if you do win.
Oh, because they collected it for...
Mental. Yeah, at the...
But why did they do that?
I have no... But there's no link in my head between them.
I didn't understand why his wife didn't pick it up.
Yeah, maybe she didn't want to be in the spotlight and it might be a bit teary and a bit emotional. I can understand that, but get a band or someone who's been around for a long time that they're friends with, you know, even Mick, like someone like Mick Jagger's probably a bit too big to do it, but someone who's worked with him before, that would make sense. Or even the director who directed his last video.
Oh my God, you've got loads of options, haven't you?
I just think anyone but, even you would have been great at.
Oh, thanks. That means a lot. But I agree, it was freaking weird that they got the Chainsmokers to do it. A
lot of hate on Twitter.
I think the Chainsmokers have slightly revealed themselves as a little bit, I don't know, that thing about Lady Gaga where they were like, called her song shit. And I think when you do stuff like that as an artist, you're making a very bold statement. Don't get me wrong, I think everyone should have their opinion. But saying that about another artist, I don't know, I just think it's a bit negative.
I think
it's a bit negative,
yeah,
Tom.
I think, why make the beef?
Look, why make the beef when you should just eat it?
No, because you still have to make the beef to eat it.
No, you can have rare beef.
Why would you make the beef and then not eat it?
Oh! Get out now.
You are driving me up the wall.
Next up, British female solo artist Anohi, who I've never heard of actually.
Anohi.
Ellie Goulding, Emily Sandé, Leanne LaHavis, Ne-Yo. My vote's for Ne-Yo.
Sandé.
Your vote's for Emily Sandé?
Because I don't know the other ones.
Vote for Ne-Yo because she's really good.
Okay, Ne-Yo.
Yeah, cool.
Ne-Yo Butter.
British group, 1975, Bastille, Biffy Clyro, Little Mix, Radiohead. Radiohead have got enough awards.
Yep.
So
Little Mix being in there is quite...
I think they should win. No, too much?
Well, I mean...
Out of those people, I think either them or 1975.
Yeah, I mean, Bastille...
Haven't released another album.
No,
I really like them, but they haven't released another album. So I think it's tough because it's not about, obviously music is about them as a band, but
1975 released an album that is different, and it's, you know, I know Sleeping Mods wouldn't agree, but there you go. Sorry.
Up next, British breakthrough, Anne-Marie, Blossoms, Rag & Bone Man, Skepta, Stormzy.
It's going to be Stormzy.
I think it should be Stormzy.
But Rag & Bone Man,
he's got an award already.
Oh, he's got one. That's enough.
That is enough.
Sit down, Rag and Bone Man.
Oh, hold on. He's Critics' Choice, isn't he? Why is he getting... Yeah, he's won the Critics' Choice already. Back off, Rag and Bone Man.
Yeah.
Although I do really like Rag and Bone Man.
I saw him in a tent at a festival.
Did you?
Years ago, and not many people were there. And I said, to him, going, you know what, Rag and Bone Man? You're going to be Critics' Choice one day. And he's like, fuck off, Tom.
Yeah.
I was like, why do you know my name? Creep.
Creepo.
Yeah, what a creep.
Critics' Choice has already been won, so it doesn't matter.
Well done.
British single, Alan Walker, Faded, Callum Scott, Dancing on My Own, Calvin Harris featuring Rihanna, This Is What You Came For, Clean Bandit, Rockabye, Coldplay, Him For The Weekend, James Arthur, Say You Won't Let Go, Jonas Blue featuring Dakota Fast Car, Little Mix, Shout Out To My Ex, Tiny Temper featuring Zara Larsson's Girls Like Zayn, Pillow Talk.
What do you reckon? What's your money on?
My money's on Rockabye because they were number one for 10 weeks and in 12 countries they were number one for Christmas. How many facts do you want? How quickly do you want me to tell you them?
Okay, that's just fine.
Which one do you like? You don't like any of them, do you?
I do. I do and I don't. No, I think out of actual single itself, a lot of them are covers, which kind of...
I'm going to have to rush you here.
Sorry, I Rockabye can win it and I'll be happy. Thank you.
Thanks, bye.
Thank you, bye.
British Album of the Year, 1975, David Bowie, Kano, Michael Kiwanuka, Skepta, Konnichiwa.
Very similar to the solo artist.
Yeah, I would vote there for obviously David Bowie or Skepta. Or Michael, or actually any of them. Any of them. Is that the same list?
Yeah, apart from Craig David. Yes.
Oh, poor Craig. British Artist Video of the Year.
Ooh.
Adele, Send My Love to Your New Lover. Calvin Harris featuring Rihanna, This Is What You Came For. Rockabye by Clean Bandit. Coldplay, Him for the Week. Basically, the same thing again.
Maybe they need to think out of the box a bit, Brits.
I think there's a lot of the same thing going on here.
Come
Little
on,
Mix
Brits.
Featuring Sean Paul Hair. That wasn't in the other one, which is quite a good song. Any of those you like? Look, oh, One Direction are in there.
Yeah, who would accept that award?
Is that just a way of getting One Direction to come to
the Brits?
The Brits?
They won't go.
No.
And Chainsmokers will fucking get it anyway.
Yeah. Anyone who wins at the Brits is going to be picked up by Chainsmokers.
I'm creating beef with Chainsmokers.
I think you should.
Yeah.
International male solo artists. Do you want to read those?
Sure do. Body There. Bruno Mars, Drake, Leonard Cohen, and The Weeknd.
Leonard Cohen is... I named my cat after Leonard Cohen. I love him a lot, so I'd like him to win.
Is your cat called Cohen or Leonard?
Leonard, you prick.
Why, though? It could be Cohen.
It'd be weird.
And then you could get another one. It'd be the Cohen brothers.
Oh!
And that'd be lovely.
They might be lovely.
Can't we just all get along?
An international female artist. You haven't told me which international male solo. Come on.
Bon Iver.
Okay. International female solo artist. Oh, Beyonce, okay. Christina and the Queens, Rihanna.
Sia and Solange. It carries on.
Oh, Sia and Solange. Between, for me, Christina and the Queens or Solange.
Ooh, yeah. I thought you were going to be...
Well, the others have won a lot of awards, haven't they?
Oh, so you're one of those, like, you've had enough, now sit down. Christina and the Queens, I think, are very refreshing, and I like the fact that she's a professional dancer. Did you know?
And you also hate all the others.
I don't hate all the others. Sia's all right.
Yeah, she's
Chandelier
right.
and that.
Anyway, we're coming to the end of the show, and I need you to pick this week's last request.
Banger, not ballad.
So we've got Maddie, who wants to hear a bit of Whitney Houston, please. Queen of the Night, named after you, Harriet. Thanks, Maddie. Then we've got Paul. Please play some Drake, Jason Derulo. Just anything. Sam, I'd love a bit of Foles, What Went Down or My Number. And Tony wants to hear MIA, Paper Planes. So it's your choice, Nozza.
And it's going to go to Toe and the Knee. As in, like, Toe and a Knee, Paper Planes.
Oh! Do you know what? I really, really love you now because you picked that. Because I honestly thought you were going to pick the one I didn't want.
Which one was that?
The Foles.
No.
I'm just going to lean over here and pick and find the song because I need to make sure we've got it.
Paper Planes, you interviewed her before and she seemed very nice in the interview.
So nice. We talked about Paper Planes, actually, because that's one of my favourite songs.
It's one of the sound effects they do in Paper Planes.
I can't find it. Hold on. Abby's coming to find it for me because she knows I can't work the computer.
Something that happened this morning that I was going to mention because I thought it was very weird was when I was at the train station, I saw a woman that I thought my mum told me was dead. And I was very confused. And I texted my friend and asked them if they were dead. And I was like, what if they were dead? I just saw a zombie. And,
And were they dead?
I don't know yet.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to have to message them. Were they dead? Because I should have.
That's such a weird message to receive as well. By the way, are they dead? Or is that person dead?
If they're not dead, well done.
Well done,
well
you.
Well done, you for living, eh?
I've had an absolutely lovely time with you today, Tom.
It's been
Tom.
A blast. I hope you had a lovely 50th. Thanks for being so welcoming. Thanks to our lovely guests we had on to make it such a special, nice
Fantastic.
Show.
Fantastic. Wolf, who was a babe. It was her first ever interview. And then we had Sleaford Mods, didn't we, on the telephone?
Exactly. We had them on the blower. And they were great.
They didn't like 1975.
That's fair enough.
Do you like 1975?
I could dance to them, like Christine McQueen.
I think that they are good at making music.
They're toe tapping good.
Yeah.
He's a bit of a knobhead, the singer. But apart from that,
we're going to play some. Nat agrees with you. We're going to play MIA now, and I'm going to get it so on time it's unreal.
This is for you, Tony.
Do you know what? I think you should sign off the show today. What are you going to say? You've got 10 seconds.
Thanks for having us. Well done for listening and that. You've done really well. This is Paper Planes by MIA and...
Nozza!
Bye!
If you come around here, I'll make a more day. I get one down in a second if you wait.
records in the KGB. So, no funny business.
Are you already off?